a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
World might have. I don't think anyone in this locker room undervalued his presence. You know, in the same token, we lost two winnable games in Indiana and Detroit. Tonight we had no centers. There's no secret. He's the three-time defensive player of the year for a reason. The answer would be no, because we all value him. I would say maybe externally it was looked at a certain way, but we all know that what it is with Rudy. So I would say no, because we know his value, know his worth.
Rudy's been cleared with the league health and safety protocols. Now we'll rejoin the Jazz on Sunday, that game against Denver. Refresh the inside and outside of your home with a five-star experience with Five-Star Painting. They've got time, skills, and tools. FiveStarPainting.com. That's FiveStarPainting.com.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Oh, man. You hear that music, Scott? This is a band you and I could both jam on. We don't jam on all the bands together,
but we have some that we
have some we can both show up at the same time and listen to. And of course,
this happens to be one of
this
them.
Is the long intro of the of Hotel California by the Eagles.
There is a Hotel California, by the way.
I'm sure it's high class. I'm sure that there
it's
aren't
Santa,
any.
It's in Santa Monica.
Are there a bunch of? I feel like when I was a kid. This song was there was a radio station when I was a kid called The Eagle, and they launched, and you know what they did? They played Hotel California for the first 72 hours of the station.
Just
back
that
to
song?
Back, just oh. Hotel California for wow. 72 hours.
And never played it again, probably.
Well, that no, but they did it once a year. They would play it for 24 hours, like wow. to commemorate their anniversary. And I would, and you know what I would do? I would listen. I would listen for like at least four or five turns in a row on that thing, man. I used to love it. Hey, by the way, the Eagles are your band of the day, brought to you by Live Nation, who's proud to present the Eagles coming right here to Salt Lake City, baby. Hotel California, the 2022 tour on May 25th of this year at Vivint Smart Home Arena. They're going to be performing the entire Hotel California record from beginning to end, along with a lot of their greatest hits. So tickets on sale right now. Go to LiveNation.com. The Eagles are your Live Nation band of the day. Joining us right now on Unrivaled, he is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. He's also a BYU insider for us on KSLSports.com. Matt Biamonte joining us on the program. What's going on, Matt?
Not much, guys. Glad it's Friday. The weekend is here.
Absolutely.
The weather's bizarrely warm, isn't it, too?
Dude, the golf course up by me opened. They're taking tee times, man. That's how weird things are right now.
I don't like that. That's crazy.
We need more snow.
I know. We got to get more snow in these. I love it. Matt, that game last night, BYU versus Gonzaga, that's always a tough game. But, man, 110-84, and it was a good chunk of that second half that that Gonzaga was up by 30. This is a really, really good basketball team. Or is BYU not as good as we necessarily thought?
Gonzaga is really good, and call me crazy, guys, but I think BYU fans should be really encouraged by that performance, even though they lost by 26, because Gonzaga did things in this game that they don't typically do, and if they do these things consistently, they will win the NCAA tournament. It's that stuff. They made 70% field goals, and they already were leading the country in field goal percentage just above 52%, and they shattered that. I mean, 70% for a basketball, and they could have beaten half of the NBA yesterday shooting the way that they shot.
They're
not a good 3-point shooting team.
Come on. They may be able to beat a Jazz team without centers. That might be it.
It's like that Gonzaga team. They should have signed 10-day contracts with those with Timmy and Holmgren yesterday.
Just do an NIL deal.
It's a 10-day. Yeah. It's like an internship. You pay them a couple grand
NBA
to do the
internship.
My heavens, that's what they could have done.
So BYU is going to go into the Big 12, and this is kind of this rivalry with Gonzaga and BYU in basketball has kind of become a thing. Do you think that BYU continues this? Is it something they'd want to do in the future when BYU is no longer in the West Coast Conference?
They should continue it, because why wouldn't you want to play one of the best programs in the past 20 years on a yearly basis? That would look great on your resume, non-conference. You only get to play them once, but maybe you work out a deal where you're going every other home and home, every other season. So Mark Few talked about this last night and that he wants it to continue. And I think Coach Pope has made it abundantly clear in his tenure that he wants to play good basketball teams. And it's hard to get good basketball teams to Provo. Well, if you can get Gonzaga to come to the Marriott Center every other year, that's a no-brainer. So look, college basketball is not like college football, where if you play these teams and you lose, it hurts you. Like, that loss against Gonzaga last night, although it looks bad, it does nothing to BYU's chances of making the tournament. They slid one spot on Joe Lunardi's bracketology from an 8 seed to a 9 seed. So you want to play these games, and if you win a handful of them, that's all you need. So, yes, BYU should continue to play this game every single year.
Matt, one of the things I've been curious about with this BYU basketball team is that, you know, the West Coast Conference has been more competitive this year, and we're seeing some teams at the top that are really, really good. What does Mark Pope have to do, though, now? Like, what's the next step for him? Because, you know, Gonzaga is not just like a – they're not just like a pretty good team every once in a while. They're now, you know, a national powerhouse. And they – when I was growing up, they were a Cinderella story. And now they are one of the best recruiting teams in the country. Mark Few has changed that entire program. Is that something that Mark Pope is going to end up doing at BYU, or does he leave before that even ends up happening?
I think that he stays. He made some comments in an article earlier this week that – you know, this is just the beginning for BYU basketball, and that they can achieve the highest levels. And I believe him. I think that now that BYU's in the Big 12, basketball-wise, they should be able to recruit higher than they've ever done. And we've already seen indications that that's happening. And you can win at the highest level in the Big 12. The champion of the tournament last year was from the Big 12 in Baylor. So I don't think there's a need for him to go anywhere to do what he wants to do as a coach. And I think coaching has changed so much. Do you even want to go to a place like Duke or Kentucky, where in their primes they were great places to coach because you were getting the highest rated recruits and they were staying for 2 or 3 years? Now, Duke or Kentucky, it's just you're turning people over year after year after year. That's not happening at Gonzaga. It happens to a guy here or there, Jalen Suggs, maybe Chet Holmgren, but it doesn't happen to the whole roster. So I think what Gonzaga's done, it's where you want to be if you're a coach. And if Mark Pope wants to stay at BYU as long as he wants, he can do that. And now that his recruiting's picking up and they've got the power label on a conference in the future, you can do everything you want to do. So I think BYU can absolutely become Gonzaga-like into the future if they can continue to recruit and hit on some of those recruits. But look, you need to look at that loss and say, wow, the gap is so wide. Look, Gonzaga is better than BYU, but the gap is not as wide as the Mississippi River. And down into the future, as they're recruiting, because there's some recruits in the pipeline, guys, that are on missions that when they join, we're talking 4-star caliber players at the guard position. BYU is going to be just fine. So I think Coach Pope's here for the long haul, and the sky's the limit for BYU basketball.
You know, the Mississippi River, actually at its origins, is small enough you can actually jump over it. So, you know, maybe that.
Oh, look at Scott. Look at Scott bringing like a metaphor for life and for your sports team. There you go.
I like that.
That makes it feel a bit better.
All right,
about
so
it.
These early, you know, top 25 rankings in football have come out. BYU's shown up in quite a few of them in the top 25. Where do you think this BYU football team ranks going into next season?
I had them in the KSL Sports way too early top 25. I had them at 19. So I think defensively there are some major question marks there, but offensively they should be able to score with almost anybody in the country with what they're bringing back. The offensive line may be the best that they've had in 20 years. I mean, they were really good last year, and they bring a lot of those guys back. And then you add Kingsley Sumaatahia on the right side at that tackle position, highly recruited guy. The running back position is we talked about this last week, but it looks a little more sure. Yeah, losing Algier hurts, but when you have a great line and you have some good run blocking tight ends, and you got Gunnar Romby coming back. So,
and Jackson Dart. You can't forget Jackson Dart.
I don't know. I don't think Jackson Dart's coming to BYU. So, but if he comes, he's not going to start. Jaron Hall was good enough last season that he's the starter next year.
I thought everyone earned their position every year.
Come on. Come on, Matt. That's what you always preach. Let's go.
When you have the most Power 5 wins of any quarterback in the history of BYU football, I think you did enough to get the starting quarterback job the next season. Jaron Hall was great this year. There's no comp. I don't care who comes in. There's no competition for Jaron Hall's spot next year at the quarterback position. No way.
So you would take Jaron Hall over Jackson Dart if Jackson Dart was at BYU
for next season? Absolutely. What's great about Jackson Dart is a highly recruited guy who has NFL potential. But last season, if you look at the stats and they're playing the field, Jaron Hall was a better quarterback. So that's an easy question going into next year.
All right. Matt, what do you guys have going on Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow? I'm assuming you guys are going to – Mitch had BYU ranked a lot lower, I think, than you did in the way too early top 25.
I don't know what Mitch is. Mitch must have – look, they returned so many people. It's just – if you want to talk about having a good year and then rolling over that production to the next year, BYU fits the bills. But as far as Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow, we have Hans Olsen. He's coming to talk about this way too early 2022 stuff, so that'll be fun. And then we also have Mark Durant from BYU Basketball Broadcasting. He'll join us to talk about that blowout loss and then the matchup against San Francisco. So a lot of football and basketball talk as usual on the program.
All right, Matt Biamonte, Cougar Sports Saturday, KSLSports.com. It's our BYU Insider. We'll talk to you next Friday, buddy.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, guys. Take care.
Right, there you go. There's old Matt Biamonte. Holding down the fort there on Cougar Sports Saturday. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. More to go on the program when we return. We got ourselves all sorts of stuff to get into when it comes to the NFL. Specifically, there are 8 jobs that are now open at the head coaching position. I'm going to ask Scott, out of all these franchises, the ones you want to be at, the ones you want to coach at, and the ones you don't want to be coaching at, you might be surprised by that lineup. We've got more to go here on the program. First, it's a new year. And it's a new you. Davis Vision can help you get rid of those glasses and contacts with LASIK surgery. Schedule your free consultation today. Save $1,000. Get a hold of Robin and set it up. You can get the free consultation, like I said, and take $1,000 off of that eligible LASIK procedure. So 801-253-3080. 801-253-3080 or go to DavisVisionMD.com. Tell them the zone sent you. More to go right here, right around the corner. Some NFL head coaching position talk next on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK. Joined right now by the Pac-12 commissioner, George Kliavkov. I'm curious how much of what has gone wrong, what needs to be fixed, can be done by the Pac-12 commissioner and the conference office, and what percentage is on the schools? What is the balance here? How much of this is on your plate?
It's probably 80-20. Probably 80% of the decisions that lead to football success happen on the campus and not at the conference. But the 20% is an important 20%, right? We have to be better about providing a better platform when we renegotiated our media rights, and that's related to revenue, it's related to distribution, it's related to competitive advantage, deciding who gets to play at what time of the day, for highlighting for AP voters and CFP voters on the East Coast. So we have a lot of work to do, but the larger input to football success comes on the campus for sure.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Guys, we've been having success on Soda Weight Loss this entire year. Scott and I started this thing up 34 weeks ago. I'm down 103 pounds in that 34 weeks. And it's because they started with a plan at Soda, and we've been going through with it. They make that plan for you. It's tailored to you. And just go to their website. Soda is spelled S-O-T-A, stands for state of the art. And you can read the 5,000-plus reviews of people who have had the same type of success that we have. It's not, as Scott says, it's not a fad diet. It's something you can start today, and you can start having success.
Yeah, and I've dropped 132 pounds in 34 weeks on Soda Weight Loss. And you know, nutrition is such a big key to getting healthy and really losing weight. Mm-hmm. It's about 80% of it. And so Soda provides a tremendous plan for you to drop those unwanted fat pounds, but also to maintain your weight once you get to that ideal weight. So you really want to go check out SodaWeightLoss.com. There are over 5,000 reviews. Call them on the phone, and you can set up an appointment today. SodaWeightLoss.com.
Do you currently use a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea? Are you...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.